All right, we're back with another edition of the Black Ghost Fantasy League podcast. You got Jake here, and our guest this week is our good buddy Zach, who was eliminated this week, but it also worked out. This was the week we were planning to record anyway. Zach, how you doing? How you feeling after missing out on the playoffs?
That about sums it up.
That's awesome. You know, rough season for you, like from the jump, you were trying to fight and claw your way back in, like post week two basically, and it never got very easy for you, finishing five and what did you finish, 5-8?
Five and eight.
Hey, that's still not that bad.
Three games better than Evan
for for the season and the injuries that you had. That's a pretty decent record for we're going to go through it. But let's just leave it at 5-8 was pretty good considering what all you had to go through. So what I've done is I went through and I just went through all your transactions. I went through your schedule, kind of just looked at little things I can find for your team, you know, any stats, anything. I went through your trades. I saw some pickups you did. I think that let's just go through all of them. This show this week is going to be half highlighting Zach's season. And the other half we'll go through with playoff matchups. But this is kind of what I want to do for everyone when they come on after they lose is let's go through, highlight their season. We can talk about the bad trades or the trades they wish they would have done and bad pickups or good pickups in some cases. And we'll highlight it. So if you're ready, I will start with right away if you want.
Sure.
All right. First trade you made. I just put win in all caps. You traded away Philip Lindsay and you got Ronald Jones. I would say that was a big win of a trade for you. Ronald Jones finished as the ninth highest ranked running back in our league.
Yeah, I think that was right after the draft too. I was sitting out to dinner with a buddy and just proposed that to him. And sure enough, he agreed. So I didn't mind.
Well, I drafted Ronald Jones and I traded him for Marlon back. And then literally like 2 hours later, I think Jason traded him to you.
Yeah.
but man, that worked out great for you because Philip Lindsay, I mean, really hasn't done anything this year. And Ronald Jones has had some ridiculous weeks. There's the week 10 against Carolina, went off for 192 yards, 35 fantasy points. He probably got you a couple of those wins, I'd bet.
Not that week.
Oh, he was on your bench. That's right.
Yeah, that
hurt. I forgot about that. Oh, that's too bad. Well, either way, that was a great trade for you. My next one. So when I went through your transactions, it gave me dates. It didn't give me weeks, but I tried to figure out which weeks. But September 23rd is the day you dropped Saquon Barkley, which was after week two. You had him week two. He scored you 2 fantasy points. So I'm assuming he got hurt in the middle or the beginning of that game. But
and the first 10 minutes, I think it was really early on.
Week two, yeah. You lose the guy that you drafted number 4 overall.
Yeah.
What was going through your mind at that point? Like your star running back, 4th overall pick, like, out for the year after 1.5 weeks. How did, obviously that made you feel horrible, but like how bad was that for you?
So I have a Bible study I conduct in the morning on Sunday morning. So I don't get to watch and it starts at 10 o'clock. So the whole morning game I'm missing out on until about an hour before meeting starts at 1 o'clock. So, but that definitely took my attention because I'm trying to be a spiritual man, do this conversation, and I see my phone buzz, and I'm like, crap. So, yeah, and And then throughout the morning, I'm getting all of these notifications, the ACL. Oh, yeah, that was no bueno.
Yeah, I mean, so your first round pick gone. We'll move on. I'm not sure the date on this one because he's on my team now, but it looks like Nick Chubb got hurt week 4 and missed basically six weeks with his, I think it was a MCL sprain. But you know, you had him for most of that week. So, and he was your second round draft pick. So
yeah,
first round draft pick gone week 2, second round draft pick gone for a chunk of the season week 4.
Yeah. And I only had him for 4 weeks because I got this great idea to trade for a starting running back that got COVID. Yeah.
Right. Well, and two of the weeks you had him, he didn't, well, the first week he didn't do hardly anything. And then the fourth week is the one he got injured and he didn't do hardly anything.
Yep.
So the Nick Chubb experiment didn't go very well for you for the weeks you had him. And then of course he gets hurt. Next, just in order, a good pickup you made early in the season, October 1st, you dropped Golden Tate and added Justin Jefferson. That was, you know, that turned out to be a great pickup for you. I know that you don't have him on your team anymore, but overall, he has been very good for the most of this season. He's on Evan's team now. He got traded around a couple times, but looking at him, he is currently the fourth ranked receiver in our league.
Yep. I had a couple of good players in there for a little while.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm just trying to highlight the fact that you made this smart pickup of picking up a guy who ended up being a top 5 receiver in our league right now. And it only cost you Golden Tate. And after that, let's move on to your trade with for Russell Wilson. So the trade broke down for you that you gave away Travis Kelce, Marquise Brown, Antonio Gibson, Robert Woods, and Gardner Minshew. And you took back Russell Wilson, Mike Evans, Mark Ingram, and Mike Gesicki.
Yeah, and really my thought for all of that was I was just giving up Kelce, essentially, because I didn't need Minshew, and I know you ended up with Minshew in that trade, and then he broke a couple fingers, so,
yeah,
you know.
That would be great.
But really the only piece that I gave up in all of that was Kelce, which, you know, I think he's the number 1 tight end in our league. You know, he will regularly be that, but you know, I got my Wilson and I got my team name out of it too. So
yeah, that's definitely my favorite team name of the year.
Yeah.
Well, and I think too, like Mike Evans to me has been an interesting one all year just because he gets a really bad reputation. Cause like, oh, he only scores touchdowns. Well, he's averaging 11 points a game, which is fine for a receiver. Like I'd be happy if he was doing that, and he's having some decent, you know, big weeks, and he's not really having small weeks. I'm just looking at his stats right now. He had a week with 6 points, a week with 3 points, a week with 1 point, and a week with 6 points. Everything else has been 11 or more points. I mean, I think overall in that trade, yeah, giving up Kelce hurts. Antonio Gibson at, like, you know, 3 weeks ago, if you could have had him, maybe you sneak into the playoffs, but because he had a couple weeks where he had some really big numbers. But Marquise Brown has been nothing this year, absolutely nothing other than a garbage time touchdown. And Robert Woods has been he's been fine. He didn't help me out this week at all. But you got your Russell Wilson, and that's all that matters, right?
Yeah, I mean, you go to Tristan and try to get Brady from him, or you go to Scott and try to get Mahomes from him. You know, every one of us have one of those players, except for you. You don't have one of those.
Nope.
yours is the league.
I would say that early this year, it probably would have been Dak. Not, you know, just because he was putting up just incredible numbers. He was fun to watch. Like, the Cowboys defense was so bad that Dak was throwing like crazy and putting up just ridiculous stats. I probably wouldn't have traded him. It's not necessarily a fan thing. I am a fan of Dak, but that dude, he was just fun to watch, and he was super good. But yeah, I mean, pretty much the whole league. I don't have anyone that I like have to have. But I mean, overall, if we look back at that trade, I don't think that I say you lost it. I don't look back and say you won it. I just think that it was like, yeah, pretty even overall, giving up again Kelce, Brown, Gibson, Woods, Minshew for essentially Wilson and Evans.
Yeah, and the only thing that I wish I would have done a little different to that was there was a second there that I think we could have pushed Danny a little bit to give up Metcalf. Because I would have given him Lockett back as well, because right after that, Metcalf just goes bananas. And that would have been – I don't know if that could have happened, and it wouldn't have stopped me from doing it, but if I would have pushed a little bit harder and – who knows, but
yeah, that was a fun trade negotiation though, because I'm texting you and I'm texting Danny. Danny's texting me to tell you stuff. You're texting me to tell Danny stuff. And I'm just kind of like in the background, like, okay, wait, what am I trying to get out of this deal? And you guys aren't really worried about it, because the main thing is Wilson is going, and Danny really wanted Travis Kelce. So that worked out good for him too. But yeah, you know, if you take out Marquise Brown and Gardner Minshew out of the trade, you traded Kelce, Gibson, and Woods for Wilson and Evans.
Yeah.
So maybe I do say you win that trade.
Yeah.
Because that's a pretty good haul for those three guys, essentially. Moving on to your next major transaction, October 27th. I'm not 100% sure what week this was, but that's the week you dropped Odell Beckham.
That hurt.
That was your fourth rounder. So by October 27th, you had lost your first, second, and fourth round pick.
Yep.
I felt pretty bad for you by that point. Like,
no, you didn't.
Losing. I did. When Odell goes out. And you know, another reason I felt bad for you was that I know that the early trade talks with you and Danny said, I want Saquon for.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Week one.
I want Saquon for Russell Wilson, basically. You know, obviously a couple other pieces in there. And, you know, you say no. You're like, no, like, he's my first round pick. I'm not giving you Saquon. Fair. And then, of course, like, boom, he's out. I know that there were some offers out there for Odell. I can't remember exactly what they were, but I remember around the time people texting me that they were trying to get Odell from you and you weren't budging. And then, boom, he goes down. It's just ridiculous. Yeah, maybe that's why I trade everyone, because I'm so
hurt. Yeah.
Oh gosh. So yeah, again, by October 27th, first round pick, second round pick, and fourth round picks are all gone. And I mean, at that point, I don't know, man. I wouldn't say, like, obviously you don't want to give up on a season, but like, that's pretty tough to come back from. So I'm building your resume of why it's even more impressive that you did what you did. And
I think that I actually wins. Around that week, I messaged you and I was like, put me as last in the power ranking, because there was no comparison. Evan, sure, he had his record was worse, but he had a more powerful team than I did. I just kept, I mean, that was just, yeah.
So I'll kind of put it this way. There's some moving parts here. But this basically, let me just check really quick. It's a little bit tough to see because all these picks have been traded. Let's go with Jason's team, because he still has his first, second, and fourth round pick. But imagine if Jason lost Dalvin Cook for the year, lost DJ Moore for the year, and lost Tyreek Hill for 6 weeks.
Yep.
Where's his team at? Is it at five wins? Because I don't know. That's Dalvin Cook's won him a few weeks. Tyreek Hill's won him a few weeks. That's essentially what happened to you.
Yeah.
So your next major transactions were November 11th was our trade. And I think that we can each provide some perspective on this one. So the trade was, you gave me Derek Carr, Nick Chubb, and Justin Jefferson for James Conner, Marquise Brown, and Travis Fulgham. I'll let you go first. Why did you do that at the time?
Well, I wasn't anticipating on COVID hitting James Conner. I really needed that quarter, that running back in my lineup. I was trying to get to the playoffs. I was on the fringe, you know, right on the edge there, trying to get it. And yeah, sure enough, James Conner had been a beast all year. He didn't have a running back to compete with. You know, you have Chubb being, you know, a two-headed monster there in Cleveland. I just felt better going for Connor than I did. And that essentially, I didn't need another quarterback. I had Goff and I had Wilson. So I gave you a quarterback because at that time, Big Ben had gone out. So just trying to push that trade along. I didn't really care who else I got. I was just getting Connor that around that week. I mean, you look at his lineup. I mean, now looking at it, I'm kind of kicking myself a little bit, but from other than week 9 and week 10, he's always been double digits. So, you know, that felt like a good trade to pick up. And at the time he was the best team in the league. And I still think they're a great team, but I don't think I would have undone that if it wasn't for COVID. And frankly, I think that's what cost me, because if he was in the lineup, the week before, not this last week because I won that game, but the week before, I think that would have given me a better end.
Right. So I just kind of looked at what the week would have been. So your first week with Connor, Fulgham, and Brown, if you started him, I'm not sure, was week 10. Why is it doing that? And I know that week 9, I had Connor. He put up like 2 points. I kind of freaked out. I was like, all right, I got to get rid of this guy.
Against Dallas, too.
Yeah. And my like selling point to you was, listen, like James Connor is the RB1 on the best team in the league. They're going to be blowing people out. Like, this is a good trade for you because he's going to be consistent. Fulgham at the time, I know that he was like a top 4 receiver for the weeks that, you know, like for like 6 weeks, including when I traded him to you. Like, he was just putting up ridiculous numbers. So when you got Connor, he had put up 5 points week 10, 10 points week 11, and hasn't played since.
Yeah, and looking at that schedule in that part too, I mean, Dallas, that was a fluke, but since he's not a very good team, Jackson's not a very good team. I think it was going to be a blowout blowout with Baltimore, Washington, a little better defense. But I didn't feel so bad doing that. But
yeah, COVID. And obviously, you know, my side of the trade was I wanted Justin Jefferson from you pretty bad. Nick Chubb was like, I was really hesitant with that because Kareem Hunt had been playing pretty well, and you know, who knows what he's going to look like coming back from an MCL sprain. Mm-hmm. And then I needed a QB. So Carr being in there really helped me out. But that trade ended up being a major win for me. And like at the time, I don't blame you for doing it, you know, between weeks 9 and 10, like that seemed obviously reasonable then, but yeah, looking back at it, that, I don't want to say that one ended your year, but it you never know. I could go back and do the numbers if you still had those three guys, but it could be close.
Well, if Connor didn't get COVID last week, I think I would have been in the playoffs. If it wasn't for that, I think that I would have still been playing and Junie would have been out here. So, yeah.
How close were you the week before last? You got a win. Yeah, you lost by 19 to Danny. So yeah, I mean, it could be. I don't know. I can't see who you had in there right now. Let's see. You had started Bell that week. So yeah, you know, James Conner has a good game. Justin Jefferson, I believe, did have a good game that week. So yeah, I mean, maybe you get into the playoffs by a game. Let's see. After that one, so that was kind of your major transactions for the year. And then what I put in, let's see. Okay, so just highlighting off all that. So week 6 was your first week with Russell Wilson. But he was on a bye. So you traded for him, but he had a bye week that week. So you won week seven with him, and then you went on a losing streak from 8-12.
I don't want to talk about it.
Five game losing streak. And listen, like, I'm not trying to pick on you, but I just think it's funny because you love Russell Wilson. Like, I get it. Like you said, Brady with Tristan and, you know, Sonny with his whole team, because once Sonny drafts, he doesn't trade anyone. But like, you love Wilson, but I just thought it was funny. The stat that I pulled was that without Russell Wilson, you went 3-2. With Russell Wilson, you went 2-5. So after that trade, you actually only won two games with him, which, I mean, yeah, it's fluky. There's a lot of other things, but I just thought it was funny. You sold so much for Russell Wilson, and he just didn't put up the – I mean, he's been bad the last few weeks. You know that.
Yeah, it's been rough.
He's been bad.
I mean, losing to the Giants last week, that was awesome.
That was – hey, Wayne Gallman had a great week. That's all I cared about in that game. But man, yeah, that was ugly. So, okay, we went through some of your transactions. Let's just go through some highlights real quick. I really liked – so you got five wins. Two of your wins were against your buddy Jason. You beat him both times you guys played.
Yeah, and I beat you once too.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I'm getting there. But I just thought it was funny. Jason's your buddy. You played him twice. You didn't make the playoffs, but at least on your way out, you beat him twice. I liked that. You beat up on me. What week was that? Week five, 141-110.
Every year, right? I mean,
every year. Every year. Because, I'll trash talk your team, or, at that point, I'm pretty sure your team had lost, Barkley and Chubb. Your lineup when you beat me, I was looking at this last night. So you rolled out a lineup of Minshew, Goff, Jones, Kelly, and then, your receivers were all pretty good. Beckham, Lockett, Woods, Jefferson, and then Kelsey and Gibson. And, like, that's not a very great-looking lineup. My lineup was Prescott, Josh Allen, Miles Sanders, Diggs, Cooper, and I scored 110, you scored 141.
Yeah.
Just beat me. And, yeah, it's every year. Every year. You ended up going on a three-game winning streak that I got to be a part of for weeks 3-5. So that was another pretty good highlight. Three-game win streak, five-game losing streak all in the same year.
Yeah. What do you? I needed Junie to be in one of those three-game winning streaks. Yeah.
Yeah, that really hurt. I mean, not having the tiebreaker, he was the one. He had three wins and then a loss to Junie and then another win. But yeah, that hurt you. And then another thing I pulled. So, there's kind of your highlights for the year, but you actually won the league 3 years ago. You were a 2017 champ of the team name. It's a Girly Game. And
I'm trying to get that guy all year, huh?
Oh yeah, we all tried. Well, I tried really hard to get him. I imagine that you had a lot of offers for him. I just want you to listen to your starters, because it sounds like a very Zach team to me. So Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott, Todd Gurley, of course, Deion Lewis, Larry Fitzgerald, Tyler Lockett. So two guys that were on your title team in 2017. You have right now. Doug Baldwin.
I think that was his blowout year too. Lockett, like, he just he erupted on stage.
Yeah, he had a big year. I think that was his like first big year.
And I don't think he was drafted in our league either.
You had Doug Baldwin, so you started two Seahawks receivers with Russell Wilson, Robbie Anderson, Delaney Walker, Kenyon Drake. Of course, you had the Seahawks defense, which I bet you drafted in like the eighth round that year, because and then Justin Tucker. So hey, if anyone's forgetting, maybe Zach missed the playoffs this year, but he won the whole thing 3 years ago, so don't sleep too much. Just for yourself, next year, are you any different strategies you're going to try to implement, anything different you're going to do, or are you just sticking with your same strategy that you normally do?
Draft my quarterback before Danny touches him. The part of that was psyche, honestly. And Danny, I gotta give you credit for it, man. You got into my head and it absolutely annoys me that I allowed you to get in my head. But yeah, I was quite disappointed that I knew Tristan wasn't going to pick up Wilson. I was even talking to him about it. You're not going to pick up Wilson on the second round, right? No, of course not. He's not a Seahawks fan. I was not accounting for this guy in this surfer's outfit down in San Diego sneaking in and picking up my Wilson.
Russell Wilson drafted round 2, pick 5, 2 picks before you got to pick Nick Chubb.
And it was one pick because, again, Tristan wasn't touching my Wilson.
Yeah, Tristan wasn't doing that. I mean, so next season, you know, just based on how we do everything, you're probably going to end up with the number 2 pick, I'd imagine, if you want it. Or you could say, listen, give me the number, because you get to pick whatever pick you want after Evan picks his. Maybe you say, give me number 9. Nobody's going to be crazy enough to draft Russell Wilson in the first round, but you take him on the turn at 12.
You know, I got to be completely honest. I think that that's what's cost me this year, though, is that attack. I mean, don't get me wrong. Russell Wilson, at this point, I think losing to the Giants, he's not going to be an MVP. I mean, unless he just goes crazy in the next couple of weeks. But I think he's out of it. But yeah, I just knew that was what was going to happen. So, not that he was going to fall like this. No, I was hoping that I was picking up the MVP quarterback. That's what I was thinking when I was trading for him. But honestly, I might steer away from Wilson next year. And I mean, with number 2 overall pick, look out, Scott.
Oh, I know what that means.
Yeah. I ain't picking a running back up in the first pick again. That's not happening. No, ACLs and MCLs.
Fine. That's fine. Yeah, it's true. If you look at the first round of the draft this year, you had McCaffrey go number 1. He's been out for injured, let's just say he's been out for like the whole stinking year. Because Zeke at number 2 has been pretty bad all year.
Yeah, he didn't have his quarterback.
Barkley at number 4.
Don't want to talk about it.
Lamar Jackson at number 5, who he had a nice week last week, but he wasn't, you know, he was drafted at number 5. He should be, he probably should have been closer to like round 4 or 5, you know, just based on what he's done this year. Michael Thomas at number 7, out for quite a while. He missed 6 or 7 weeks there. Clyde Edwards-Helaire at number 8, who had a couple good weeks and then really has fallen off.
Yeah, that would have been a perfect scenario for Scott to trade him then at his peak, and he could have gotten the world for him.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, well, I'm sure I was one of the people that offered him. Scott had a lot of people like that, though, this year. Him and Jonathan Taylor. After the Colts bye week, all the, you know, the experts, the pros were saying, go get Jonathan Taylor. He has a great schedule, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, I mean, I think he did that twice. That's okay. Scott, just trade your guys next time. It's called buy low, sell high. Sell high is what I try to do. So yeah, I mean, I think when you're saying not taking a running back in the first round, I mean, you look at 4 or 5 of them that got taken in the first 10 picks, either did not live up to expectations or got hurt for the whole year. And Patrick Mahomes is there at number 3. He's been great.
Yeah.
He's been great. So, you know, you might be onto something there. Let's see, moving on. Let's just go through. We're going to go through, do our previews of the week. So I'm excited. Playoffs, week 1. It goes by so quick, the playoffs do, because really it's only 3 weeks of playoffs. Let's just go through and make our picks. What do you think?
Sure.
All right. 1 seed to 8 seed, Danny against Junie. Current projections have Junie hitting 144 and Danny at 140. I don't know about you, but Danny's team, it just scares me in every way, like inconsistency. But he was the number 1 seed, so maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. I'm gonna pick Junie's team because I like Carson's matchup. I like Eckler, DK's matchup. I like Lamar Jackson's matchup, and I like Aaron Jones's matchup. So I think one of those guys has a big week and propels Junie with the 1-8 seed upset. What about you?
I think that I'm just looking at Rodgers in particular and thinking, you know, he's better than both of the quarterbacks on Junie's team. I mean, yeah. Jackson could have a great week, but it's against Cleveland. I really think that Cleveland's a dark horse for the Super Bowl this year. It'd be fascinating to see that. It'd be absolutely nuts. But I don't really see quarterback matchup necessarily. I like running back a little bit, leaning towards Junie's team, but wide receiver, I definitely got to give Junie it. I don't know. This is really a toss up, and that's why it's 52-48. Either way, I think that, I mean, shoot, actually, all the way down, other than, I mean, you got Jones. Yeah, I maybe you're right. You're on it with Junie's team. That would be possible, and go figure. That's my seat.
Well, I think that you're right, though. Rodgers has a better matchup than either of his quarterbacks. I mean, Tua playing Kansas City, Lamar playing Cleveland. I said I like Lamar's matchup against Cleveland. I guess I just think about Cleveland and think about a dumpster, but like they've been a pretty good defense this year. Miles Garrett's a stinking ridiculously good player when he's not hitting other players with his helmet or their own helmets, I guess. And Trubisky's got a good matchup against Houston. You know, I think Sanders is interesting because Jalen Hurts comes in. Do they rely more on Miles Sanders for Philly, or, you know, how does that go? New Orleans is a tough defense, so who knows?
Yeah.
And then Amari Cooper.
I think Drake has a good matchup.
Yeah. I mean, he's questionable. I don't know what's going on with him.
That's a bummer to miss out on the Giants.
But if that happens, though, so Joe Mixon's out this week. Danny's got Giovanni Bernard on his bench, and he's playing Dallas. So I think you can just put Bernard right in there and not really miss anything. And then, yeah, you know, Mike Williams against Atlanta. Atlanta's a defense that can definitely be exploited. Same with Amari Cooper against Cincinnati. I don't know why he's starting Nelson Aguilar, but Deontay Johnson, Travis. So, you know what? I still pick Junie's team because I like his running backs a lot better. But, man, that could be close. And, yeah, you're right, 52% win probability for Junie. So, yeah, it's basically a toss-up at this point.
Yeah, it really is. And I do like the defense for Junie better. I don't know. I mean, the Eagles, I don't know. Yeah, it really is a toss-up.
Yeah. But so you're picking – who are you picking? Did you say you're picking Junie still?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah, no, hey, that's fair. We both picked Junie. But Danny, I think you got a shot. I'm only picking Junie because he's got Aaron Jones, Austin Eckler, Chris Carson. And I personally tend to like the team with the better running backs.
Only had Wilson still, I'd pick him to win it all.
Hey, he's got Rodgers though. That's like Danny's Wilson or Tom Brady for you and Tristan. It's Rodgers. Danny loves himself some Aaron Rodgers. next one I want to look at is the 2-7 seed. We got Sonny taking on Tristan. Tristan, obviously the 2 seed here. Current projections are Tristan at 163 and Sonny at 151. Win probability for Tristan at 55%. I mean, Tristan's the favorite to win it all, so it's hard to pick against him. But what I'll say is that Sonny's got a lot going for him, and he's made himself a great team there because David Montgomery, easy matchup against Houston. J.K. Dobbins has been a beast since they started giving him all the carries. We know about Sonny's receivers. They're great. It could be one of those things, like if Gronk has a good game, that means Brady's throwing to Gronk, so it kind of cancels Brady out. And then his quarterback, so Murray's got the favorable matchup against the Giants, although Russell Wilson didn't do that great against them. And Deshaun Watson gets a tough matchup against Chicago. But then on the other side, you say Herbert's got a great matchup against Atlanta. Tom Brady's got a good matchup against Minnesota. Derrick Henry always runs all over Jacksonville. Gaskin, I don't like against Kansas City. But Godwin, Ridley, Robinson, Keenan Allen, all have got pretty good matchups. And he's starting Corey Davis in at his flex. So
Yeah, you gotta go. You gotta give it to Tristan. There's no doubt about it. I think.
Okay.
I guess you gotta look at his quarterbacks though, and like one's in a retirement home, and one's just barely growing facial hair. Like that is a crazy setup. I mean, I picked up Herbert like my last pick in another league, and I'm glad I did. And I'm Tristan's glad he did later in. I mean, just up off of waivers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that Tristan. Yeah, I don't think there's a chance. I don't think there's a chance for Son. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised because he does have a good, solid team. But don't go against Tristan.
Well, I'll say that Tristan's been the favorite pretty much all year. Ever since Justin Herbert took the field, and Tristan had two like great quarterbacks, and then a great running back with Derrick Henry. It was kind of like, okay, this is Tristan's thing to lose at this point. But that being said, man, I know you said that there's not a chance, but I like Sonny this week. I think that Sonny with the upset would be ridiculous. It would be amazing. But
if there's a single player to watch on Tristan's team that will determine victory or not, it is Henry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Henry's, I mean, that's why I beat him last week. And that's that was a fluke. Henry, I mean, you look at Henry's averages, 21 points. He had 5 points in that week. Like, he should have just absolutely mopped the floor with me, right? Or, sorry, not, it wasn't against me. That was against, that was actually against Juni I needed him to win against Juni, right? Tristan, you had one job to do, man.
Well, Derrick Henry had one job to do. But yeah, and then that makes me scared. That makes me scared, though, that Derrick Henry's having like a bounce back game.
Yeah, just, especially against Jackson, right?
Yeah, he loves running over Jacksonville. I would love to see the stats of like what's Derrick Henry's average yardage against Jacksonville at the end of the season, because I'm sure it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm gonna, just because I kind of want to be different, and also like I see a possible scenario where Sonny beats Tristan.
It wouldn't be surprised. You know, I can't put Sonny's team down, but I think he just can't. You look at Tristan's lineup, and all year he's been, you know, the puppet master pulling this thing together. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a safe bet to bet against Tristan. That's my point in saying that's Tristan's fair.
That's fair. Yeah, I'm gonna, you know, whenever Tristan gets eliminated, and I go through and we talk about his transactions and everything, like, it's going to be crazy because we're going to see all these pickups that he's made that have just hit. We're going to see like the few trades he made that I'm pretty sure he's made four or five trades. And of the four or five, I think he's won all but maybe one of them. And I can't even remember, but I vaguely remember thinking like, he didn't do so great on that one, but I could be totally wrong there. But yeah, I'm going to pick Sonny just because I see the possibility of him bringing it back. I wish that Joe Mixon was actually playing this week, but you know, McKissick in there in Washington, now that Antonio Gibson's out, maybe McKissick just goes crazy, kind of like Akers did this week for me. And J.K. Dobbins again just goes nuts on Monday Night Football. Who knows? But I'm gonna pick Sonny, and with that, let's just go over to my matchup right now, the 3-6 seed matchup between Scott and I. Right now, I believe my computer says we are projected to tie at 148 with a 51% win probability for me. Who do you like between Scott and I? I'll let you go first on this one.
Well, I think that he's got you beating quarterback. I think you have him. I mean, Kamara and Chubb actually really, man, your running back core is better, but his wide receiver core is better.
Sure. Well, I don't know. He's got Thielen, but other than that, you know, with Boyd having
Allen, and you got Hopkins. I didn't even think about Hopkins.
Beasley's there. Like, I don't think his receivers are better than mine at all, but I'd say Kamara and James Robinson are real scary in my opinion. Jonathan Taylor, like, you just don't know what he's going to do. But I do look at his quarterbacks and I'm a little hopeful because Miami has had some really good games against like opposing good quarterbacks. They beat up on Kyler Murray early this season. So, you know, I'm not saying they beat up on Patrick Mahomes because he's Patrick Mahomes, but all I'm saying is he might be be slowed up a little bit by him. And then Josh Allen playing Pittsburgh, but also I see Josh Allen, you know, if those touchdowns go to Stephon Diggs, then that kind of tilts it in my favor because yeah, Allen's getting points, but Diggs is getting more points for it. So I'm going to pick myself because I think you should always pick yourself, but I think
it can't blame me there. I mean, the numbers show that you guys are dead even, you know, and if that's a percentage, it's just rounding up, right?
Yeah. And I look at, I look at it like this: Mahomes, Allen, Robinson, Kamara, Thielen, super scary. The rest of his team doesn't faze me at all. Mm-hmm. And then I look at my team and I'm like, well, who is there to be scared of on my team? Chubb, Diggs, Hopkins, Gallman's had some really great weeks recently. So maybe I think I'm a little more balanced. He's a little more top heavy, and Akers having a good week already really, really helps. I wish he would have gotten a touchdown in there, but can't complain about 24 points.
And actually looking at that number too, you look at the fact that you've got an outlying number of 24, right? And your average is 7.4 points. Like it's money in the bank. That's you know, 3.5 times the amount of points that you were expecting. Kamara's average, if he just has an average game, is 19, and Robinson's average game is 16.8. So, yeah, I really wouldn't be surprised if you win. I got to give it to you, actually. I mean, it's so hard to go against Mahomes. I mean, his 30 points a game, and what is he projected to? 21.
Sure. 21, okay. Yeah. And I also look at Thielen having the matchup against Tampa Bay. Like, they're good defense. Pittsburgh's a good defense, and he's got Josh Allen and Cole Beasley playing against Pittsburgh. Tennessee's not a great defense, I don't believe. So James Robinson might have a good game there. Philly, you never know with Philly, man. Like, they've had some weeks where they looked great, and they've had some weeks where they just looked like a JV college team. So.
Yeah, I think against good teams, they look great, and against bad teams, they look worse. So, yeah, I got to give it to you by just a hair because of the 24 points that your running back just scored. If it wasn't for that, I would have had to give it to Scott before that. But, you know, our cheat sheet's looking a little different here.
And I was really nervous playing Akers instead of Kareem Hunt. Just because he's Kareem Hunt, like, he's had some great weeks, and I love having Chubb and Hunt because when I watch the Cleveland games, doesn't matter who's running the ball, I know it's one of my guys for Cleveland, and they run the ball so stinking much that I know that one of them's probably going to have a decent game no matter what. But I'm going to keep my lineup how it is. I'm keeping Gallman in there because he's been playing great. They've been giving the ball to him a lot. And, hey, I like my chances. I don't think that I, like, just stumbled into the playoffs with, like, a garbage team. Like kind of Alex did. I think that I got a good shot against anyone. But speaking of Alex, the 4-5 matchup, this is a little different.
Yeah. I mean, you look at the Rams already having 20 points for Jason. I mean, Packers are playing against Detroit. They could do a pick six. They could do a couple of fumble recoveries, but they're not going to get 20 points. There is no way they're going to get 20 points.
Right now, the projections are Alex 98 and Jason 139, but Alex does not have his kicker in there yet.
That's weird. I got it projected at 105.
Oh, maybe he did put his kicker in. Maybe he did it while we were on it. I don't know. And mine says win percentage for Jason is at 74% probability.
Yeah.
I was nervous because I was watching that game last night, and Cam was just garbage, like absolute garbage. But I didn't realize he had the Rams defense, so that really helped, actually.
Yeah,
I hate that strategy though, like play the opposing defense against your starting quarterback.
Yeah, you win or lose either way.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
But you know, I think that Jason better win this one, man. I mean, Alex has just pulled out wins all the time, like just ridiculous wins every single week, it seems like. That's why he ended up with 8 wins on the year. But yeah,
do you auto pick if Alex wins at all? Do you just let the computer auto pick everything for you? I mean, that's what Alex did, right? Auto pick, auto pick, auto pick.
I believe he came in and picked Stafford and Breeze and then left.
Yeah.
Like right. he jumped in for a minute, picked Stafford and Breeze back to back, and then bounced.
Yeah.
Isn't that frustrating though? It's like we spend so much time in like draft prep and like making, you know, attending the draft and like making all these picks for a few hours. And then like the guy who auto picks and like sets his lineup once a week and doesn't do anything else is the one that's 8-5 on the year. Just ridiculous. Also just with that matchup too, to give it more in Jason's favor, is Christian McCaffrey's doubtful.
Yeah.
So he's going to be putting in.
It's a bummer too, because that would really help Alex out against Denver.
Yeah.
Man.
So he'll have to put in, unless he does a different pickup, he'll have to put in Melvin Gordon as that running back and Keelan Cole at his flex. So, you know, hey, but it's one of those things where it's like he has two Jets receivers playing against Seattle. And you know as well as everyone, Seattle has not been the most scary defense all year.
Yeah.
You know, so who knows? But I really think that Jason wins this one. Dalvin
Cook. Yeah, I think Dark Horse actually, Jason has a chance to win it all. I think in a world of possibilities, I think that's my Super Bowl. I don't know if it's even possible looking at the lineups, but if there was a way to have Jason and Tristan in the Super Bowl, which I guess I can't even see how that would line up, but I think one of those two players has
that wouldn't line up. You're right.
Okay. So I think whoever wins their matchup will win it all.
Interesting. Okay, fair enough. So let's just kind of review what we did here. So we said me beating Scott, we said Junie beating Danny, Jason beating Alex, and let's just go with Tristan beating Sonny, because I want to go on to your predictions. So the 1-8 seed would play the winner of the 4-5 seed. So that would be Junie playing Jason. Forgot his name somehow. Junie playing Jason. Just fast forward, who wins that matchup? Junie versus Jason for the chance to go to the Super Bowl.
I think that, yeah, I gotta still give it to Jason. I think that week, looking at it, yeah, he's gonna play Mayfield against he's gonna play Baker against the Giants. So what a matchup in week 16, Super Bowl week, against the Jets. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
For Baker.
Baker, I think, because he's not gonna play Newton again, just drop him. I don't think that's been such an up and down kind of situation for him. So let him go. I think put Baker in for the next couple of days. So I think that he's going to have that matchup. Looking at Junie's matchup. Yeah. I don't see that matchup changing. And then, I mean, I can't beat it. I have you winning against right. Scott. So that leaves you and Tristan playing against each other.
Yep. So you're right. It will happen if everything goes to plan of Tristan versus Jason in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like this year's playoffs though. I mean, I think that it all ended up working out really, like, I like the sides of the brackets. I was upset because originally I think that Scott and Tristan were going to play each other in the first round because it looked like Scott was going to lose. So we're like, okay, this is what the matchup's going to be. And that would have been too bad, because I kind of like Scott and Tristan's teams, like as a potential Super Bowl teams. But no, I like these matchups. And okay, so you're saying Tristan, Jason, Super Bowl, and yeah. Who wins?
I think, so who's Brady playing week? So he's playing against Detroit in Super Bowl week. So that's a V for that. I think Denver. Oh my gosh. So both of his quarterbacks are playing against two of the worst teams in Super Bowl week. Henry's playing against Green Bay. Okay. Well, that's a little bit different.
He doesn't have any like terrible matchups. He doesn't have any like amazing ones either. Gaskin playing Vegas is a good matchup, it looks like.
Well, I think that his quarterback matchup in Super Bowl week 16 will be pretty good. I think that Brady will be able to tear apart Detroit, and I think that Denver is just a dumpster fire this year. They may not even have a quarterback again, right?
Jeez.
You look at Jason with Tannehill against Green Bay. See, that's pretty difficult there. But you look at and like I said, Mayfield's got to start next week and the week after that.
Yeah.
So
Dalvin Cook playing against. So New Orleans right now is the number one run defense, and Dalvin Cook plays New Orleans that week. Zeke, who cares? Nobody cares about Zeke anymore. But yeah, hey, you got Tyreek against Atlanta. That's not too bad. Other than that, I don't see anything. Brandon Cooks against Cincinnati doesn't really do much.
I think if you're going by matchups,
then yeah, I think Tristan would definitely have the edge there for sure.
Unless there's some crazy injury, which hey, believe me, I know a little bit about that. Yeah. I mean, if Brady gets injured, then his backup quarterback, he doesn't have one, so it'd be something off of waivers. Same thing for Herbert. Please don't get injured, Herbert. This week is Tristan's big challenge, and other than that, it's the red carpet out for the Super Bowl.
So, okay, and that's interesting to me. If Sonny wins this week, I mean, without going through all the numbers, but just based on all that, if Sonny wins this week, is Sonny the favorite after that, you think?
Well, I think it would be a fluke if he won this week.
Okay.
And it's a matchup situation if Sonny wins. Sure. So if he does win, I'm thinking, yeah, I don't think Sonny. Yeah, I, no offense, man. I don't think Sonny. You have a chance. Because week two of the playoffs would be against you then, right?
Yep.
So, and I think your team matches up well against him.
Okay, so I'm rooting for Sonny pretty hard this week then.
Hey, do you agree?
I
wouldn't want to play Tristan.
No, I don't think anyone wants to play Tristan. I mean, it's funny because, like, his team's so scary, but then it's like last week he just put up nothing. And yeah. Is that going to happen every week? Of course not, but it's just like, maybe Brady's getting old. Maybe Herbert's like rookie wall starting to hit him. But you know what? Hey, I picked Sonny to win this week just because I like Sonny's team. Like, I think that Sonny always kind of creatively makes his rosters. I think he does. Like this year, he went after receivers in the draft. Like he really went for it. And he
early and hard, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, like he loves himself some Devontae, like that's Sonny's guy, Devontae Adams. Like he always has Devontae Adams. When he won it, or actually this is when he got, yeah, when he won it in 2018, he had Devontae Adams.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, he got second place in 2019. He didn't have Devontae Adams, but he had pretty good wide receivers, and he had Zeke that year. So
when Zeke was Zeke.
Yeah, when Zeke was actually good. But yeah, I think – personally, I get more scared of Sonny's team because I see a lot of players that can go off. But like Tristan hasn't even had Godwin like go nuts this year yet, really. Like that's a guy who should have. I thought he was going to be like a top five receiver. Personally, but I don't know. I think that your predictions are pretty close, but that's why I love fantasy football, because who knows? Like guys get paid so much money to talk about fantasy football. And it's like, you have no idea what's going to happen. Like you really, you can predict it, but like there's so many fluky things that happen that you just, who knows?
Yeah. I think it's a weatherman of sports, honestly. Like, yeah, you know, seriously.
Yeah, that's true. So, okay. Well, according to Zach, Tristan will win it all. And I think that's a pretty favorite pick of most people. But before we are done, cause I'm going to catch this Blazer game here in about 20 minutes. I'm going to give you however long you need. Go down the list, whatever you want to do. I just let it rip. Let the trash talk go wild right now.
Okay, well, we established pretty well. It's like a good 20 minutes of explaining why I wasn't in the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Junie, tell me why you only won as many games as I did. You beat me. You're in the playoffs. Good for you. But you had one job to do. And You barely did it. You barely did it. So awesome. Good for you, man. And I think that that's a little disappointing that I lost three of my first four players. What's your excuse? Anyway, and then Danny, you jerk. You touched my Wilson. Not like Catholics do it, but like Danny does it. So yeah, thanks for that. That was a little harsh, so you know, I apologize for that one. No, I don't.
Don't apologize. Don't hold anything back. I want to hear you. I want to hear you like just destroy Tristan or Scott or something. Like,
see, I can't destroy Scott because he's too nice of a guy.
Yeah.
Like that's right. If there's a single thing to complain about is you're too nice of a guy.
Too smart. He's smarter.
Yeah.
He's just a smart guy.
And it's not like a I know more than you kind of a thing. It's a quiet, confident. Don't get in an argument with him kind of thing.
Right.
So, and I mean that as a compliment, Scott. That's what I got for you. Tristan, you had one job to do this week, man. And you let me down. You had one job to do and your team blew it. If you would have won, I'd have been in and probably gotten destroyed this week. But you had one job to do.
That was crazy to me because Tristan, you know, I was talking about with Scott, like Tristan's minimum points were like 150 or something. You know, the week before he scored 196, he had 156, 179. He had 160s, 190s, like all the time. Even in his losing weeks, he had 165 and he had 152. Like, and his other loss was 153. So in a loss, Tristan's lowest score up till, well, he had a 116 point, a 116 loss, but still he only scored 94 in a game that you, Zach, need him to just play average, just get your average 150 points. He doesn't get it. And it's like, I'm sorry to say, but it's just like, that's just how your season is gone. Like losing all your guys super early. And then you're still, you might make it, but all you have to do is beat Jason. Boom. You did it. You just need Tristan to not suck this week. And what happened? Like, I don't know how that even happened, but.
Yeah. And it, you know, I'm not, yeah, I don't believe in football gods like Evan does, but I will say they were peeing all over me. Like,
yeah. You when you didn't trade Gurley back in 2017 to me, they knew.
This guy back.
Yeah. Well, overall, you know, I feel bad for your year. It was very, very. Well, mostly down, but like you still almost made the playoffs, which I got to give you props for that. Like if I lost my first three of my first four picks, I don't know. I don't think I would have given up, but it would have been hard for me to be as like in tune to this league as maybe a different league that maybe I have a better chance in.
I got to ask, I mean, okay. I'll pick on people that are in the playoffs. Right. But Evan, bro, what was your excuse?
He had injuries, man. He had bad injuries too.
Yeah, but I mean, and he still brought together a team, but
yeah,
I don't know. He didn't have his first, second, and fourth round picks get injured, so no, I was still able to get something going.
I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I know Julio Jones and Michael Thomas were two guys on his team that just never played, like for the first, you know, 8 weeks of the year, it seemed like at least one or both of them were out. He had Jimmy Garoppolo. Obviously that didn't go very well for him. I'm trying to think of who else he ended up with.
That's by the way, his Wilson.
Yeah. I think, well, any 49er, I think is his any 49er. He loves his 49ers. So, George Kittle out. No, he traded Daniel Jones. So it was Kittle, Michael Thomas, and then he ended up with Julio Jones. All those guys really just messed up for him.
Wasn't it like I wanted to trade him for I wanted to get Gurley from him, and I was given a pretty reasonable offer, so I thought. And he goes and trades him off to somebody else. I go to try to get Gurley from that person. Then they trade it off to somebody else. Like, four guys have been traded more than anybody else this year, I think. He's one of the hot potato pieces, but he just never ended up on my team.
Be happy you didn't have him. Last week, 1 point. Week before, didn't play. Week before that, 2 points. Week before that, had a bye week. So be happy you didn't have him. But all right, well, good talking with you. Good season. We'll catch you at the draft next year, where I'm gonna somehow set it up again where Danny has one pick ahead of you just to really mess with your head.
Right. Hey, real quick, I just want to tell everybody, be safe. You know, these times right now, you know, all joking aside, you know, this is an opportunity for everybody to be safe. You know, reach out to somebody if you're feeling lonely. In all seriousness, it's we're just at the end of all of this. So stay strong, stay close.
Well said, my friend. I will chat with you later. Good season, and we'll see you next year.
Yeah. Thank you very much. You too, man. See you, bud.